As the pandemic drags on, doctors continue to be pulled away from their normal duties to care for COVID patients. It takes a huge emotional toll. And for early career physicians, it means less time for specialized training. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousri explains.
If you walk around Indianapolis, you'll see much of life has returned to normal, with major sporting events, social gatherings. But inside the hospitals here, it's the worst it's ever been.
We have seen nothing like we see now.
That's Dr. Gabriel Boslett, a critical care physician at IU Health. He hasn't had a weekend off for a whole month. The intensive care unit is completely slammed with mostly COVID cases. But he says the sheer amount of work is actually not the hardest part.
When you walk out of the hospital doors, life is normal, which is a whole nother level of emotional difficulty for us. There's a lot of collective trauma being created right now around the fact that those of us in the hospital feel like there's a lot of great suffering that is being unacknowledged by the general public and by our elected leaders.
Boslett says that's especially hard for the young doctors he trains. He heads a fellowship program teaching early career doctors about lung illnesses and how to care for ICU patients. And COVID has kept them busy.
The current generation of intensive care unit trainees will be some of the best trained in advanced, severe acute lung disease than we've ever had.
Yet, as waves of COVID patients gobble up most of their time, trainees are missing out on other crucial aspects of clinical practice. Here's third-year fellow Dr. Claire Prohaska.
You know, we're not really being trained to be pulmonary and critical care physicians. We're being trained to be COVID physicians.
And that's because there's just not enough time to do things like lung cancer screenings, provide outpatient care, or work on important research. But there's one thing they're getting a lot of experience in.
We've all become experts at telling families their loved one is going to die. I guess during my first year, I would keep track of how many people passed away when I was helping take care of them. But I think at this point, I can't count.
Prohaska says patients are also more adversarial than ever before. She tells me about the time a young COVID patient she was caring for died.
His wife was just like, it wasn't from COVID. And I was like, excuse me? This is 100%. COVID did this, and she just didn't believe it. The family was just so upset with us.
She understands when people get upset, it's misplaced grief. She's not looking for people to thank her. She's just frustrated with how pandemic politics make her job that much harder.
I do get upset when they try arguing with me about vaccines or, you know, asking for ivermectin, you know, when they're person is maxed out on the ventilator and we're doing everything we possibly can. You know, like things like that insult me.
Not every doctor has been slammed with COVID cases this way, but many others have been pulled away at times to help with the huge COVID caseload. On top of that, hospitals have had to cancel elective surgeries. So some surgeons in training aren't getting as much experience. Dr. Jennifer Choi is the director of the General Surgery Residency Program at Indiana University. She thinks even if this doesn't affect a surgeon's competence, it likely will affect their confidence.
But they do go hand in hand in someone's ability to function at a high level once they leave training.
Choi says the full impact won't be seen for at least a few years, and they're trying to make up for those disruptions.
We do skills labs where we maybe use a cadaver to help teach a procedure, and we might end up using that model in a more expansive way to fill some gaps elsewhere.
But operating on a cadaver is not exactly like caring for a real patient with a warm beating heart whose family is waiting for them to come back home. Farah Yousri, Side Effects Public Media.